to the Practical Prophetic, where prophetic ministry is made practical. I'm Beth Wingate, I'm your host, and welcome to the podcast. On our podcast today, we are going to talk about Revelation Song. You may be familiar with that song. Carrie Job made it famous several years ago. In fact, that was a song that really meant a lot to me, especially when it first came out, and it still does. And I've had the pleasure of being able to sing that in church, and I love that song. It's amazing. But I want to talk about something kind of connected to that song and maybe highlight a point that I think you'll find interesting and hopefully find encouraging. So I'm really stuck on this word Naba, which is the root word in your Bible, the Hebrew word that is often translated as prophecy or prophesying or to prophesy in your King James Bible. And that word Naba, which is Strong's H5012, basically just means to be inspired of the Holy Spirit. But it can mean to either speak or to sing prophecy. And that's really where I want to key in today, is how that as we worship the Lord with music, the Lord oftentimes, because we're singing His word, it has prophetic power to also minister to us. So as we give out of worship of ourselves, the Lord is ministering to us at the same time. It's this wonderful exchange, and we call that relationship. You know, I'm always talking about how can we draw close to the Lord? How can we hear from the Lord? Well, you have to be born again, number one. Number two, you have to pray. You have to be in communication with the Lord, and then you have to get into His Word. The Lord has already spoken to us. The most primary way is through His Word, but we serve an active, living God who also speaks to us today through the Holy Spirit, and that always confirms and lines up with His Word. And I've said on here many times too, another way that we can draw close to the Lord and communicate with Him is through music, through worship music. Now, I'm going to really quick talk about the difference between praise and worship, and we've done several podcasts that highlight this. You can go back and look through those. I believe Pastor Matt Akins and I did a whole series about music that you can go back and listen to, and I think those are fantastic. Music and prophecy are very dear to my heart, and I want to highlight something that I learned and I discovered as I studied about music in the Bible. Number one, almost all the prophecies, many of them, were sung. They were done in music. Think of Miriam's song, Mary's song. There's so many. Rabbis say that at creation, God didn't just speak the earth into being. He actually sang it. David is known with all of these psalms that were so prophetic in nature. There's a whole messianic layer hidden in everything almost that David did and said. It was amazing. And so song can be so important. But I really want to highlight it this way. Well, first, let me just say this, that there is a difference between praise and worship. And let me break that down for you, because one time I had a worship leader who was a wonderful person, friend, and we were having not really a heated debate or anything like that. Just a discussion, a debate, but very friendly, about is there a difference between praise and worship? Because, you know, oftentimes they'll say we're going to do praise and worship, and they group it together. And really, I didn't have an answer for him at the time. And I don't know that he had an answer, but we both kind of took a guess. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to get back to you on that. So I went on this study. In fact, it launched me into a very deep study on praise and worship. And I discovered that there is a difference between praise and worship. So let me break it down this way. So if my child does something that is, to be celebrated or praised, maybe they make a straight A, maybe they, you know, score the winning goal or whatever in their game, I can praise them. Hey, you know, you did a great job. I'm so proud of you. You did fantastic. Man, you just really did a great job. That's praise. I'm lavishing them with my praise. However, it would not be appropriate to worship your children. So there is a difference between praise and worship. Worship is entirely different. And of course, worship happens outside of music, but music is one way to express worship. And I believe it's a very powerful way that we express worship unto the Lord. Okay, having laid that foundation down, let me give us some scripture. And then I want to kind of dive into what I want to talk about. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, it says, "What then shall we say, brothers, when you come together? Everyone has a helm, a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue or interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church." So you mean to tell me, based on this scripture, that when we come together and we worship the Lord with a helm together, that not only does it glorify and magnify and worship the Lord, but it strengthens the church? Well, that's what it just said. And so if you want to be encouraged, if you want to receive that prophetic encouragement, one of the ways you do that is by worshiping the Lord. And in turn, the Lord, because oftentimes our worship contains scripture, then the Lord will speak to that and will encourage, speak through that and will encourage you. So it's just an amazing part of being a believer, is being able to, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've been in my car or in the shower or getting ready. You know, I've always got music going and I love worship music. I really don't listen to any other kind of music and I really don't have any extra commentary to make on that. I just enjoy worship music because it's so good for my soul and my spirit. It's so encouraging to me. And especially, I have learned that when I'm in a moment of weakness or crisis, I just double down on the worship. I keep it going 24/7, even softly in my ear while I sleep. And I just soak in the presence of God, because especially in that crisis or weak moment, I need it. I need to be in the presence of God, because there's healing there. There's peace there. There's everything I need at the feet of Jesus. And music helps facilitate that. It helps helps me to get into the presence of God. And so I just really want to stress that. Now, here's the direction I want to go today and why I'm calling this Revelation song. And by the way, I love that song. It really has ministered to me as I minister to the Lord. Whenever I just sing that in my car or wherever I'm at, it's a fantastic song. I just wanted to share with you some experiences I've had with songs through the years that have really ministered to me and I believe will minister to you. And maybe your quote prophetic playlist is a little different from mine. That's okay, because we're all on our own journey and the Lord speaks to us in different ways and through different styles of music. And really, I started making a list and I thought I was just going to write down like my top five. I couldn't do it. There's too many. And so, but I want to share some stories with you, and I hope this will encourage you. And I won't be able to put a link for all of these songs because there's just too many. I only have a limited number of characters that I can put in the description box. So you can go to YouTube and look most of these up. But let me start from when I was a kid. So when I was a kid, we were in the Baptist church, and the little church that we were in, the teenagers, my mom taught the girls' Sunday school class, the high school girls' Sunday school class, and the teenagers really just got on fire for the Lord, and we used to do like evangelism in the park, and when we would go to the park, they would have all these Christian groups would tour around. We used to hear like the second chapter of Acts, that was the name of a band, and there was the band called Truth that had all these singers, and so we would go and listen to these things, and we would go, you know, Christian radio was really big then. You didn't have all this digital music like you do today, and so you would go and hear a lot of concerts, and there would be, you know, different, the radio channels would sponsor these concerts, and churches would host them, and we would go all the time to these concerts. And so music became very central to our walk as believers when I was very young. And I remember being at some of these meetings and some of the songs that they would sing. And it was just so amazing. You know, that there was one that said, "It only takes a spark to get a fire going. And soon all those around, you know, will warm up to its glowing." And so that was one. You know, Amy Grant was just coming on the scene, and contemporary Christian music was really in its infancy and just had really started to take off. And so I remember songs like Don Francisco's He's Alive, you know, that was just like epic. It was like the story, you know, in song. And so those were just some moments that take me back to when I was very young, because most churches were doing, you know, the hymnals out of the hymn books. And so bringing in a modern element of worship music into church was very cutting edge, very edgy and new. And so that was in the 80s, and so that was an exciting time. But I'm telling you, it had an impact on me, even as a child, growing up, having music be central to my relationship with the Lord. It really was. You know, later I really got into the Word of God, but as an early believer, as a child, as a teenager, music was what really connected me to the Lord, music and prayer. And then really, I knew my Bible stories, I knew some basics, but I didn't really dig into the Word until later, and then it just took on a whole new meaning. All right, let me run through some of these songs, and I'm sure you're thinking of some things for yourself also. But when I was in my teenage years, there was one album that I got my hands on that I think I literally wore it out. And it was a cassette. This is pre-CD days even, so I'm kind of dating myself. But I got a hold of Crystal Lewis had put out an album called Hymns, My Life. And so she just basically had reworked and modernized some old hymns. And there was all these old hymns, and I just fell in love with that album, and I would sing them all the time in my car. You know, I was about 16, 17, 18, and so this became very important to me. And what I didn't understand at the time is those were hymns, and they were extremely scriptural. And so it was true worship, and I really believe that having that connection to the Lord really just kept me on the right path in my teenage years. And of course, there was other factors too, being very involved in my church and my youth group and all of those kind of things. But that was a very important album that really solidified my relationship with the Lord in my teenage years. And it really ministered to me, and it gave me a lot of even theological foundation, because it was hymns and it was right there straight, oftentimes quoting scripture and Psalms of David right out of the Bible. And so that became very important to me. Well, come up a little later, I'm in my 20s, and there was a song that came out by Vicky Yowie called I'm Running to the Mercy Seat. Oh my goodness, what an amazing song, The Mercy Seat. In fact, the first time I heard that song, I was at a youth camp, and I remember thinking, oh my Lord, this song just takes you right into the presence of the Lord, you know. In fact, that song was so important to me that we had it sung at our wedding. And there's been so many songs through the years. For those of the, I'll tell you another one that goes way back was Petra had put out music. And I remember just thinking, wow, you know, this is just modern and it's cool, you know, but it's worship. And so that I remember those, I've memorized all the words to all those, you know, back in the day. And so another one that I'm coming forward with, there was a time in our life when we went through a bit of a dark season. My husband's father had died. You know, there was a lot of turmoil going on with different people in our families. We were living away from home, and you know, there was just so much going on in our lives. And during this season, there was a song that became very special to me that God would speak to me through, and it was by Julie Meyer. And she's has this song called I Fall in Love, and it's so powerful, just really ministered to me. And I don't know why, you know, I go through these seasons in my life, and God will just speak to me through a certain song, and man, I'll just put it on repeat, and I may listen to it hundreds of times, because my spirit man is being encouraged as I do that. You know, we just read that scripture for the strengthening of the church, and I think of David. You know, how many times had he sung some of the songs he had sung, and then when Saul had him come and sing to him to soothe him because he's being tormented by evil spirits, it said David would sing and Saul would become peaceful and those spirits would leave him as David sang. So there is prophetic power in music. And even though David was worshiping the Lord, it was ministering to those around him. oh my goodness, what a revelation. What a revelation song. And so that's why I titled it this. I want to just share some more songs that have just meant something to me over the years. And I want you to think about the ones that have meant something to you, because really, oftentimes these songs become connected to our very own testimony of when we overcome a situation in our lives. And what does the Bible say? It says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so oftentimes these songs are connected to a season we go through, and they become a part of our testimony story. And they become like a mini memorial to these times in your life where you can call on them and say, yes, when I went through this situation, the Lord spoke to me through this song and encouraged me and ministered to me. And I remember this. How good you were to me, Lord. And you gave this song to me to minister to me, to strengthen me, and to encourage me. I think of how the ravens fed Elijah and the angel ministered to him and strengthened him when he was depressed and wanted to give up. And I'm thinking how these songs are like that. They're like little messages from heaven with encouragement in them. And so when you have a song like that, that the Lord really pierces your heart with, don't move forward. Don't brush past it. Stay with it, because that becomes a word for you. That becomes the word of the Lord for you in this season of your life. I'll give you another one. We went through another situation later, and you know, without going into detail, but just, you know, a trying time. And I got a hold of the Karen Wheaton. I had a CD by now. And I got hold of the Karen Wheaton CD, Lord, You're Holy. And it was like this big choir song and everything. And it wasn't typically the type of music I was listening to at the moment. But oh my goodness, it just grabbed hold of me. And I just couldn't listen to anything else in that season. And I think I literally wore the CD out. It got scratched up and everything. And, you know, you would try to fix them. And I think I ended up buying a second CD because it was so, you know, messed up from where I had played it so many times. But it really helped me get through this season. And so I just wanted to share these with you. Another one that ministered to me during that time was Misty Edwards had the song Arms Wide Open. Oh, what a fantastic song. And it's really as if you're there at the crucifixion with Jesus. It's a really heavy song, but for some reason it just really made me aware of the goodness of God and what all the Lord has done for me. It was just encouraged me as I walked through these seasons in my life. And then one that was very recent to me, and I know that it's blessed so many people. In fact, it's really funny that I'm talking about this song. I have a t-shirt on that actually has this song on it, but it's the song Waymaker. And the Pentecostals of Alexandria, I think, did an amazing version of that song that for some reason it just grabbed hold of me. And I wasn't going through anything necessarily dark or difficult at the time, but it was such an encouragement. And I remember just for a while there, man, I just played it all the time. And still, I'll go back and listen to all of these. They're on my playlist. And so they become these testimonies of, hey, I was going through this situation and the Holy Spirit spoke to me through these songs. Naba. As I was worshiping the Lord, the Holy Spirit used these songs to encourage me. And so I want to encourage you, without getting into a debate about music, to turn off anything that doesn't glorify the Lord in worship, in praise and worship. You know, many people are moved by the song Reckless Love. I get it. That's a fantastic song. It's basically talking about how God will just go to the ends of the earth because He loves you so much. And so there are so many songs I can think of that the Lord speaks to us. And even though we're ministering to the Lord in these songs, because they have the Word of God in them, they in turn strengthen, encourage, and minister to us, especially when we're going through different kinds of seasons in our life. So I just encourage you to listen to worship music on a regular basis. In fact, I discovered a few years back soaking music. This is so fantastic. There's all these different artists. I definitely can recommend Julie True. She's fantastic. The Binions, they're fantastic. But it's just where people, you know, play really soft music, maybe on a synthesizer or piano, and then they will just prophesy, or they'll just sing scriptures or psalms, and it's just, it's real soft and gentle and peaceful. And I'm telling you what, when you're going through a crisis, that kind of music can really minister peace in your life. And so that's another fantastic, a little more obvious way that God can minister to you in that music. But I'm telling you, there's power, prophetic power in music to change your perspective, to encourage and strengthen you, to change your mindset, and to really help strengthen your spirit man. Because when you're in a crisis, you know, like I said a few weeks ago, we often look at things the wrong way. I'm always talking about how we are like a temple. Paul tells us we're living temples. You know, and the temple had an outer court, inner court, and holy of holies, represented by our flesh being the outer court, soul being the inner court, and our spirit man being like the holy of holies. And so we oftentimes react from the outer court, just from the flesh man, which is almost like primal, reactive. You know, we just like, we're upset, or we cry, or we get angry, or we, you know, we fuss, or we get frustrated, or whatever, you know, just react instinctively, impulsively. Well, that's backwards. If you are a believer and you are spirit led, living out of Romans chapter 8, then you should not react, but rather respond from the Holy of Holies level with your spirit man straight out of the Word of God. Then you can be logical and feeling and all of those things from the inner court represented by your soul. And then the last thing you want to do is hopefully have your flesh be submitted so that it doesn't just react. But oftentimes we do that completely backwards. We just kind of impulsively react. Then we kind of, okay, we think about it. We have a good cry or a big, you know, a yell or whatever. And then we move and pray and seek the Lord and speak God's word. But, you know, we need to flip that around, because the kingdom of God is upside down. To live, you have to die. To gain, you have to give, you know, those kind of principles. And so we need to start from the spirit man level, from that Holy of Holies level. And so music, oftentimes when it's worship, it's speaking to your spirit man. And so these songs become testimonies, memorial stones. You know, why do we have memorials? I will tell you this, that when we went to, I've shared this before, we went to Washington, D.C. with our school on a field trip to learn about government and all of these things. And it was a great trip. I actually had a really good time. And we saw all these different memorials. And I was really looking forward to some of the memorials that we went to see. And they were all very moving. You know, the Lincoln Memorial was powerful. But I had said one of the most powerful memorials I saw was the Korean War Memorial, which my grandfather had fought in Korea. And but it has these memorials where it has almost like soldiers in action. And it was just very moving and very powerful, very artistic, and just really fascinating. And why do we have these memorials? And so the reason why is to remember these events in history. Because what is the old saying is, those that do not learn history are often doomed to repeat it. And so we need to know our history. Well, God often had people in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, put up a memorial as a reminder when they had covenant or when something happened. When Absalom had his rebellion and he died, they made a memorial and basically said, teach your children about the story of Absalom as a cautionary tale. Bring your children, show them this memorial, and tell them this story so that they don't make the same mistake that Absalom made. And some of the memorials in our land are cautionary tales of, hey, we don't do this. This is not good. And then some of them are wonderful. And so memorials serve a purpose as a testimony to history. And so these songs that have ministered to you throughout your life, they're a testimony of God's goodness, over your life. And so let these songs be a revelation to you of God's love for you, His goodness toward you. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to inspire and speak to you through music, which is that word naba for prophecy. And so just go back and think about times in your life when the Lord ministered to you through a song. And if you're going through a situation, I pray you find a song that ministers to you. Maybe it's the Waymaker song. And just play it and play it and play it until it really gets in your spirit and begins to minister to you in that Holy of Holies level. And if you don't have any other song you can listen to, you can always go listen to Carrie Jobe's Revelation song. It's so powerful because it really is a revelation talking about the Lord. Well, I hope this blesses and encourages you today. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button so you'll be informed next time I post. Thank you again and have a blessed day.